Blog Talk Radio.
Busy day today. It's been busy the past couple 2 days. Soon I'll be able to divulge more on my personal life. I was hoping to do a tarot reading for a friend, but it seems I have lost him because he's so far away. So I don't really expect, I don't think he'll come back on. It looks like I've lost him on Messenger. But it does look like someone did show up, and I don't know if it's him. You're on That's the Tea.
Hello, I don't think it's him.
Oh, how's it going? Who's calling?
This is Nancy from Oregon. Hello, this is the first time I've ever talked to you on the show.
Okay, cool. Where are you calling from?
Oregon.
Oh, okay. How is it going up there? You staying safe?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty isolated over here where I'm living now. I just moved here, so I don't know a soul. Yeah, and all you can do is go to a grocery store.
Yeah, we have been practicing social distancing with anyone who's not already been close to us, and even then we don't really, do the whole gathering thing. We have been picking up our groceries. I don't go into the store unless I have to. I had to leave my job due to the extreme danger that was imposed on me, not just from people who came in, but my coworkers who would not put on a mask and came in sick. So once I brought home sickness, I had to call out of work, get a COVID test. I was too much going on, at the same time. I lost my uncle and stuff, and my mom's been dealing with his estate, and it's just so, and he's in Virginia, so it's like a completely different realm and having to balance all this. And so my mom, she had lupus, I have lupus, so it's like, it could be very critical. But finding out she's asymptomatic, I'm not. So, I mean, the dice to be rolled right now, and I was a chef, so it's like, So I wish we were more isolated. So what can I do for you?
Well, since I just moved here and I don't know a soul, I was wondering, I'm going to eventually this year meet some new people, acquaintances, friends, join new activities. Oh. What do you see in that realm?
Living normally, having a little bit of normalcy and maybe some fun. Yeah, I could see.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we can definitely do a what will be in the next 3 months, and I will do as many cards as it takes. But let's remember we have 56 minutes left, and people, I didn't think people would like actually come, so. Let's get to it then. I'm already ready. So on that note, here's where we are. Queen of Swords, all right? We are in a new place. We're using the DC comic cards, which are they're very intuitive, very good, and they are picturesque. So I like to try and give you a little bit of insight of what the cards look like because sometimes, So we have our Queen of Swords. She's sitting in her chair. She's contemplating. This is the character that was in Suicide Squad where who made the decision. She's a black woman there, and she's sitting as the Queen of Swords. This is where We have now begun our new journey. We've settled in, and we are trying to make a decision on where are we going? What are we going to do? So right now, currently, you have the Emperor along with the Ace of Cups. So we're ready to kind of spread our wings a little bit within reason while still being in control, because this really matters. We have the Hanged Man and the Nine of Swords. So that's going to be in your nearest future. Now, this will be in the next 3 months. In the third month, you will have the World next to the Three of Pentacles. Now, what we're going to do here for each month, really quickly. Five, Eight of Wands, Seven of Cups. There's a lot going on here. Okay. So, very interesting indeed. Okay, so right now we have the Stars, we have the Ace of Cups, and the Emperor. So we're trying to kind of, we're ready to branch ourselves out, and we're hopeful to meet some good like-minded people. Someone who won't go over our boundaries, of course, and that we could trust, you know, just being around. And that's going to be right now. So in the next month, you have the Hangman and the Nine of Swords and the Eight of Wands. So that, for me, speaks a little bit. The Hangman usually is about exactly this. You make your bed and you lie in it. Now, it could very well mean that we have done something in the middle here, and I feel like a pause in a life, one's life, like suspended decisions and self-surrender, but leading to a transformation of the personality. Material temptation is conquered. So this is going to be a major arcana for you. I want to see what's going on here. What's the crossing? My Eight of Cups. Well, how much could one desire? Could passions overrule someone's mind, thinking with their heart? But we would have to actually meet someone to be such in a Twitter-pated mode that we're not making conscious decisions. So why does it cross? But things thrown aside as soon as gained, journeying from place to place, misery and repining without cause, disappointment in love. The seeker may desire to leave material success for something higher, being success abandoned. But this must be a mental state. Do you often feel like sometimes if it doesn't work out almost immediately how you planned, you want to just leave and pick up and go?
Yeah, a lot of times I'll change my direction if that doesn't happen, you know, and yes, I see what you...
Yeah, because it's crossing an Eight of Wands, and the Eight of Wands is definitely an action card with you. I do see you are a wanderer, and if something doesn't work out into your plan, you tend, and even in the middle, you tend to just change your direction, change your mind, following your intuition, I'm sure. Sometimes it may not make sense. Even until, you know, that big moment happens. So right now we're worried about having to leave again because we're bored, not getting what we wanted. And, you know, there's a lot of other things at play here. Now, your Eight of Wands, this must be where your mind starts making other plans and you're like, well, maybe we'll just do this and I'll just, you know, pick up and leave here, maybe drop this and do another thing. But in great haste and great hope too rapidly, that which is on the move is usually what the Eight of Wands means, and hasty communications, messages, letters of love, an approach to a goal and journey by air. So, basically, by the seat of your pants, you move your caravan wherever you seek needed, whenever you feel like you want. And maybe right now, as the Nine of Swords here, it's like being worried almost for no reason. because it's not really a Ten of Swords, so it's not that big of a burden yet. So we do have the World, the Three of Pentacles, and the Knight of Cups. So when we get to the World, which, by the way, is the end of the Major Arcana. Now, when we come to the World, we really have the last three, your final foundation, or the final outcome after the next three, after these three, it has the Sun, the Seven of Cups, and Strength. So there is a little bit of a, it's going to be like a transformation, but also like a struggle with yourself. So we're going to be trying to overcome this Nine of Swords here, where we find that we can be happy, which is where we're going to now. When you have it accompanied with the Sun, it actually, it turns out pretty much how you want it, but patience, this is where you're not that patient all the time. This is one of the times where you need to be, because if you can pick up on a whim very easily, then, you know, that's for you. But right now, completion and reward, success, triumph in all undertakings, travel, change of residence, arrival at the state of cosmic consciousness and the path of liberation. That's what this card, the World, means. And it's with the Three of Pentacles and the Knight of Cups. So basically, having a little bit more patience with where you are now, don't worry, there will be, basically, your Three of Pentacles is telling you, you have all the things that you need to make what you want to happen. Now, but have patience a little bit and don't worry too much. Just let it happen. Your final outcome there is you have the Seven of Cups, the Sun, and Strength, meaning there's going to be a lot of opportunities opening up for you, especially meeting other people. And it's going to be, you know, something that makes you happy. You'll find yourself where you can plant a little bit of root. That being said, you have the Strength card under that. So even though you're going to be delving into this realm, throwing yourself out there is all right, keeping your boundaries. But there will be a little bit of opposition in the way of, there will be some jealousies between other opposite females and yourself. And have strength, basically more mental, because there will be, and we're going to throw a card on this, there will be a alternative option thrown at your face. It may sound interesting, intriguing, and good, but the Strength card is going to tell you, you need to make sure that you're sound and tight, because what's coming up ahead is going to test your mental, basically, stability and capacity to keep your patience and actually, like, you know, be able to want to be where you are, also handling it in a different way than you normally do. So this is going to be a test of patience, mental stability, and being able to sort out the chav, in other words.
Okay.
So there will be a meeting of people. Don't let others deter you from meeting, but be careful, because in the story, as I see, there will be lots of exciting new adventures coming up, but there will be a few people who will not be so great. So this will be a time of testing your ability to make friends and keep enemies away, basically.
Okay.
And also not pick up and leave.
Sounds like life to me.
Yes. But there will be a transformation that you will feel in yourself, especially right now. The age of Aquarius has begun with the Saturn and Jupiter conjunction. If you go down a little bit on my, where you can see my shows, we've been covering that, and it's like really informational. I went really deep into it. That's what he said. And I don't know, you might find a little bit of wisdom in there as well.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I've been doing astrology for years. And so, yeah, I'm always fascinated by all the new trends and the planets and everything that's going on now.
I swear to God, like, we had 45 minutes. These people may not have been patient at all. They actually left. That usually never happens. They must be new.
Oh, you're kidding.
No problem. Hey, it's my show. However long it takes, first come, first serve. Now, I was hoping to get my friend on, which I was trying to trick him to get on the show and do a secret on the show online reading with him. Oh, without him noticing, because he's just, when I invite people to do the radio, they start automatically going, well, I'm camera shy. It's the radio. No one can see you. But, yeah, it's just us. Yeah, I see where you're a wanderer and you're able just to pick up and kind of resituate yourself. I used to do that until I had to leave our place of residence. My daughter had lead poisoning, like, so bad, just from our water. I lived in Oklahoma. And they came and closed down my place, so it was just like a huge slap in the face. So I had to come to Florida, back home, and then kind of, well, before COVID-19, I was doing really great. But my show has been on since July last year. I do all kinds of stuff, everything, political, you name it. If whatever I don't use on here tonight doing this, I will probably do a Girl Power Hour that's essentially needed about, it's going to sound stupid, but dating violence. So, because I get a lot of girls on here that come on talking about, you know, their men's and stuff like that. And I just sometimes, well, I'm very real about it. I'm candid. What we see is what we get. That's it. And I throw out how it spits out, and that's it. I hope they take the advice that they're given from the cards. But I do a lot of psychological stuff. Everything. We do everything, including political news. My uncle, who I just lost, He was a journalist and a really great man, and he was sick and didn't tell us, and we had no idea. He wasn't found for like 15 days, and my mom found out on her birthday that he was dead. Their birthdays were 5 days apart, and he had been dead for about a while and everything, and it was just really gruesome. I had a tree planted in his honor. But he was your journalist, and he was an amazing guy, and he donated to abused women funds and stuff like that, and he fought for the people, and he was a wonderful, wonderful man. He helped a lot of people, and he lived very meagerly. So I guess that's where I get my journalism bug from. And my family, we fought Nazis, you know, so... My grandparents were in the war and whatnot, both of them, so we got that patriotism to boot, but we're also of the poor people, so, you know, we're all about rights and all that stuff, so it's wonderful for me, and he collected hats, and I collect hats, like, we have so much in common. I inherited his little car, fixing it, because he was in Virginia, because they do that weird, that salt stuff to stop the snow. It's like not real and whatever. It ruins people's cars, even brand new ones, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It rusts them all out.
I lived in Utah.
It's going to cost so much. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost so much money. But it was his car. And he likes that. It's fast. It's a fast little thing. It's a Kia little tiny Aspire or something like that. Little tiny thing, but it's got, I'm a mechanic, and it's got an engine that just, yeah, it's a stick, too. So my uncle had good taste, and he lived meagerly, simple man, but just a wonderful person. I missed out on the greatest interview of my life, so I regret that bigly. I just used something Trump said. I'm a little drunk. not drunk, but tipsy. I had a shot an hour ago, and finally I'm kind of feeling it. They're already doing fireworks. Can you believe it? Are they doing fireworks at your house already?
Yeah, I just heard two just now.
Yeah, they've got the they're doing big ones now out here. It's insane. There's a lot of people who should not have access to fireworks.
Oh,
but thank
I know.
You for calling. Do you want anything?
Well, thank you for the
reading. Any other questions?
No, that's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hope everything goes well for you, and Happy New Year.
You as well. I think I'm going to save the rest of the time because everyone else left to do some dating violence and girl stuff because girls need to hear this shit. So, yay, call me again. I love you, and I hope that you have a great new year, and
you
call me again.
Okay,
and thank you so much.
I will. Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Good night, and be safe. All right, you guys, since nobody came, I will, except for her, that wonderful, wonderful being, we're going to be doing a little bit of dating violence, unless someone comes on and whatever. It's going to be a matchup, a mix-up. Yeah, I'm DJing with my mouth now. So, I'm literally thinking while I speak this, and because I know this from experience, everyone. You ever been called a narcissist and not know what that means all of a sudden? And experience things in a relationship with the person that you think you love and loves you to the point to where they make you believe that, well, you're just being crazy. You're imagining things or you're not remembering it right. That's not what they said. If you are experiencing them doing verbal abuse, threats, holding things over your head, making it to where no one will believe you, taking everyone around you that was in your circle and did have your back, but now they're suddenly backing away from you, that is called narcissistic abuse. They separate you from your family. They make you feel lesser than. You don't realize it, but to you, you're now becoming less of worth. If you go somewhere or do something, all of a sudden, you're doing something wrong. You're thinking about someone else. You're talking to someone. God forbid someone walks past you or a car sitting outside your house that you don't know because, well, you live in a neighborhood and who knows what they're doing. You're inside your home. If you get called a whore because of stupid things, even if they're helping you with your online fans-only page, if it's someone who even makes videos with you and then calls you names after and holds it over your head, you're a victim of narcissistic abuse. If you have a baby with someone and they don't put in any work, and they make you do everything and then tell you you're still not doing a good job, or they try and rip the baby from you or do horrible things, you're a victim of narcissistic abuse. Well, look, someone showed up. We're going to interrupt this broadcast.
Hello?
Hello, that's the tea.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. I was just making use of my episode. What can I do for you?
Yeah, sure. I was just wondering, can you see what's in the cards for me for maybe January, February, as far as, I've just been searching for my soul tribe, and it's just been really, like, as I'm upgrading spiritually, it's like everybody else is falling away, so... Just was wondering what's in the cards for me with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Definitely see it. Absolutely. Let me get these last ones in here. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't think I ever had Connecticut before. You guys are new. Yay! We are almost, absolutely, 100% in all 50 states. I'm in 18 countries. I'm sorry. We're in 22 countries and almost all 50 states. They pretty much took my map from the United States when I started getting into other countries. So now I just have to, like, try and remember. But I know Connecticut was not on the list. So, yay. Thank you for calling. All right. So, I got your card.
Awesome.
Soul Tribe. We're going to be looking. Right now, Age of Aquarius. Six of Cups. That's where we are right now. So, we're remembering the good times that we used to have with our old people who are now falling away into their own grooves because you're not going in that same direction.
Right.
We're pretty lucky in this state right now because we're feeling pretty good about where we are. So we want to make conscious decisions and hang around with the right people with those right, like mine. Nine of Cups.
Yes.
Well, right now we have the Ace of Pentacles. We have the Knight of Swords and the nearest, and for next month, the Seven of Swords and the Tower. So something big is about to happen. Gossip is in the air. Some betrayal also in the mix. And the month after that, we have the Five of Wands, the Queen of Swords. So we're going to throw some more cards because there's more to this story.
Okay.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Okay. 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 are you by chance in a relationship?
No, absolutely. I don't have anybody. That's so funny.
All right, just wondering, because I got a King of Swords here. And the reason why I ask is because I do feel this Seven of Swords and this Tower, it seems like there's a male presence involved.
Okay.
Now, this is in the next month. Did you and your old circle of friends have a male presence? Like one of the males that was kind of like maybe a talker? Like someone who threw out a lot of ideas all the time?
That's so funny. I don't even have that. Like the funny thing is that everybody's falling off. Girlfriends, guy friends. Like it's just. I've cleaned my slate. I've really done the cleaning in the last 2 months. It's interesting.
Well, I see that.
Yeah.
I see that. So that's why the Seven of Swords and the Tower.
Okay.
But it's one of the male old friends that you had.
Okay, throwing out ideas. I don't even know who that is.
Well, we have the Tower, we have the Seven of Swords, and we have the Four of Pentacles. So maybe someone's feeling, like, really salty about being cut out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's what I'm picking up, because they feel, like, a little bit betrayed a little bit. And it feels like everything that they knew that whatever you guys had has just been, you know, fallen away, which is the Tower.
Yeah,
you
that
have the
makes
Four
sense.
Of Pentacles.
Yes, go ahead.
The Four of Pentacles is underneath it. So that's you being a little bit more selfish with yourself and kind of making, okay, changing, we're gonna cut everybody off. So the reason why I say it's a male's presence is because not next month, because that's the feeling of betrayal because you're cutting these people off and everything. There's going to be gossip in the air between whoever that is, and they're going to be feeling a little bit salty about it. So the month after that, there's a Five of Wands, and it's two people arguing. But you have the Queen of Swords, so this is you still taking out the garbage, basically.
Got it. Okay. Interesting.
So you have the Six of Swords. Right under that. So basically the Six of Swords is like, you know, we're moving to calmer waters. We are victorious in this moment after you have finished, this ain't happening, I'm done with this, you're not good for me type of shit, because it's going to be an argument. You're going to come out strong, of course, because you're still with, you're still saying, you know, these are my boundaries. If you're not in this way, we can't be X, Y, Z, because this isn't
exactly
where you're going in life.
Right.
So,
right.
Your final outcome is the High Priestess, the King of Swords, and the Ace of Swords. So your High Priestess, basically, being that you're following your higher spiritual consciousness right now, we're going into the age of Aquarius, you're making transformations, you're changing a lot of things about your life, you've made conscious decision, okay, we're not going to be talking to these people anymore, I need to find the right people that actually help me rather than hurt me, and
exactly.
vice versa.
Yeah.
So that's your High Priestess. That is your final, this is your final putting the nail in the coffin, burying it all, putting a garden over that shit, and just kind of like, you know, basking in the sun. So that King of Swords, I think, is more of a message. Now, it is a male presence, but what is the message for you? Is it we're done healing from this? We have now learned. You have now been able to stand up and make the right decisions for yourself and walk away. Now, it brings you to the Ace of Swords. So this is where your slate is going to finally, that's it. And as we have acknowledged tonight, you wiped your slate clean under the full moon, Jupiter doing the conjunction. There's a lot of shit going on.
Right.
This is your Ace of Swords moment. This is where you're like, all right, we get to start over. We get to choose. We get to make those decisions and not let anyone else step on us or over our boundaries. Because you're not going to take
right.
shit. This is your year. This is your time.
Wow. Are you saying, can I ask you just one, like, can you just pull a card or whatever on this? Isn't this other person coming back? He's a Taurus. Is this tower moment that just got me spinning? Not coming back, but
well,
like, it's like I put up my boundaries and you just described it, the T.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to
yes.
do is I was already going to ask if we could do this because
okay.
I also was having that question. It does look like, because I will tell you, you had the Ace of Pentacles in the beginning, you had the World, and I forgot to tell you, you had the Knight of Swords. And the Knight of Swords is a man who is bipolar and doesn't know what they want,
yes.
kind of causes more drama than they
yes.
actually help.
Yes.
So
exactly.
We're going to throw a card in between because it just so happens there's a little bit of a gap between
okay.
February and March. So that's
okay.
what we're going to do.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Page of Swords. So be vigil. Three of Pentacles.
Okay.
okay. So we have the Hermit. So, yes. He is going to try and manipulate you, use gaslighting and all kinds of dumb shit. So the Page of Swords is telling you to be vigil. Make sure those key words that he uses that used to make your head turn a little bit and be like, yes, daddy,
yes.
type of shit, ain't going to work anymore. So
okay.
you have the Three of Pentacles. Basically, right now, the universe is giving you everything that you need to be your own woman, your own man, your own everything, because you don't need any of it. And this is like
exactly.
the last, this is it. So the Hermit is telling you, stick to your guns. Right now is a good time for being alone. Secondly, none of that shit right now helps with the path that you're going on. So yes,
yeah.
in between this, he's going to be texting, messaging, trying to see you in public places, all that dumb shit. Maybe through wherever he can find you. So you're probably going to hear from them. It's going to be,
so
I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. Shit. yeah. And then
you
there's going to be an argument because you're going to put up your boundaries yet again. And then you're going to kick him to the curb. You're going to come out victorious. And then you're going to be listening more to your intuition because this stuff that you used to go through made you second-guess yourself, but you
yes.
knew the answer was there, and it's like you want to give the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, that ain't happening anymore.
No, and I did a lot of forgiveness work
this month,
yes.
And you know, really, really done, you know, because it does take two to tango, and me allowing him in was, you know, whatever. But that's interesting because I never hear from him. He, like, even when we're dating, it was always me trying. So if you're telling me that, like, if he tries to reach out to me, it's like I still have, like, very cynical because this guy.
Well,
does,
the reason,
like,
why he will is because he will think that you will be open in your chat line because he won't be getting very much attention to other females that he visits.
Yeah.
So his stable, basically it's this. He'll come to feed the horses and some will already be full. So when the one that's full, he can't get enough. So he's going to try and come and feed another horse. So
I know.
You being the horse he wants to feed, it's not going to be because he actually wants you. It's because he wants attention to fill his cup.
Yeah.
Because
he's
a knight of swords.
Yeah.
He's a narcissist. And that's basically, and it's so funny because before you called, I was just talking about dating violence, narcissistic abuse, and how to know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's very funny. He is a narcissist, and I do feel that, and I see that. And I do see where, you know, there was a struggle, a power struggle, and you took hold of that, and you made that change. And I see where you put up barriers, and I see where he's going to try, but you have to stay vigilant because he's going to try and use them words. And you know what words I'm talking about, so they're not going to work anymore. So you're going to get into an argument, and it's going to be within the next month. He's going to be coming back around like a boomerang. Seriously. He's going to,
You're saying all this. This is exactly the 2.5 years with him. And it's just, it's so funny because it's like every time I'm upgrading as far as like my energy and moving, like, you know, my light bulb is getting brighter, so to speak. He like comes back when it's brighter, and it's energetic. He feels me. He totally senses it. And then he comes back. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. And
no,
that's exactly how it is, because women who are healers attract men who need healing. But the thing is I've only known one person who was amazing to me, and he had one problem, and, you know, only he could fix it. And, you know, I've talked to him since. He's done great work for himself. I never see anyone do that, you know, and he's not a broken person anymore. But when I met him, I didn't feel like I had no idea he needed fixing. My baby daddy, fixing, it's never good enough. So basically, I was a victim of narcissistic abuse myself.
Oh.
And, you know, you go back, you know, a woman will go back up to 7 times to their abuser. I stopped at 3, thank God. And the reason I stopped at 3 is because my daughter is getting older. He got violent, and I had let him come live with me. He got violent, and he used a cell phone to hit me in the face with, holding my daughter, pushing me down into the bed, and he wouldn't let me leave the house. I had to get my advocate from my daughter's school to call the police and tell her what happened because I was too scared. I knew he was going to do it again. Years before, I was pregnant, long story short, he tried to stab me with a knife, a watermelon knife. I ran into the bathroom. I had locked the door. I did have the phone in my hand. He's stabbing the door. And I was traumatized, and I was sad and crying and screaming, please, like, stop. He was stabbing through the fucking door. And if I hadn't have went into the bathroom, what would he have done? Stabbed our daughter? So
exactly.
I did not call the police. I was scared, you know, for him, because I could have a seizure. She could die. I could die. He could die. If they would have seen him with a knife, they would have killed him because he's brown. And I thought of these things. Sometimes when he does horrible things, I regret that decision, because he has violated me several times ever since, and he definitely has never stopped. It's never changed. And, like, my daughter's 5 now. She's autistic. But I have come to find out that trauma during your pregnancy, like, he used to spit in my face when we get into an argument. I was put on bed rest because he got into a fight with me and was kicking and hitting me because he hit my kitten too hard and he was meowing in pain. So I went toe-to-toe with him because he's beating on my kitten. And we hit each other. But with everything going on, I went in for an ultrasound. He went to two ultrasounds. One where we found out the sex, and I screamed out, no, because she was a girl. I was expecting a boy. And then another time where we found that my cervix was opening up, and she was 24 weeks. I had hyperemesis in the beginning of my pregnancy. He did not help take care of me, like when I couldn't work anymore, because I have lupus. I'm a high risk. So I had to be on bed rest. Asking him for a cup of water, started a fight. He would break up with me because of my lupus. He'd come to the bathroom and break up with me because of my lupus. He went to an ultrasound on Friday the 13th in March, and she said, we need to get you an emergency surgery. I had a cerclage done. The abuse didn't stop then. I eventually was tricked to leave my home by my supposed best friend of 5 years. She told him I left him for another man. I came back home to no home. I was on the streets of Colorado. Somehow, the universe helped me and took care of me. I met a family. They took me in. I took 3 buses to go to my doctor's appointments. Now I knew I have a cerclage. I'm supposed to be in bed. I eventually went back home to Oklahoma to my friend, and I had no doctor's care the last 3 months of my pregnancy. Because I was a high risk, I had a cerclage, and no one wanted to touch me. So the nearest hospital was 200 miles away. So ever since then, her dad has come in and out of our lives. And I have yet to see him not be a broken man. I hope
I know.
That he becomes the father that I think that he could be. And I'm trying to be just a decent mom, a good mom, a supportive mom, you know. So
yeah.
It gets hard. But she's autistic. We're getting words out of her. We've been home with her. We're her teachers now. She's doing great. She does first grade math. Now, my daughter is manipulative. She manipulates adults around her. And she does that. She'll fake cry, all that stuff. So we try, curb her or whatever. Getting her counseling doesn't really seem to help her at all. She doesn't really acknowledge them at all. She acts perfect as well. But she's doing better now, I will say. So I am very proud of her. Academically, she's doing great. We're getting more words out of her. She's reading. I'm teaching her Spanish, so we're learning Spanish together. And it helps with her language and English. So, and she's very excited to learn. So I'm super, super proud of her. And she's like half my size already. She's 5 years old. So she's going to be ginormous, whatever she wants to be. So I'm going to support her to the very end, you know. I'm going to work real hard to give her the best possible. Oh,
wow.
Y'all are late to the party, 917. Let's see real quick.
Hello.
Hi, what can I throw you out?
Hi, y'all. Can I get a reading for New Year?
Yeah. What's your question?
Oh, what's coming up for me in the New Year? Is that good enough, or I have to be more specific?
All right. Let's see if we can beat the clock. I think we definitely can.
Okay.
Somebody's got their dog outside and people are doing fireworks. I'm scared as hell. Cool thing. All right, doggy. Don't interrupt our magic. All righty. What is coming up for ye? The world right now. Nine of Pentacles. Still looking good at home at the moment. So we're in a good place. January. I don't need to be visual. Okay. So, now, I will tell you in the next month and the beginning from this month. Well, we're in the first, so, January. Three of Pentacles, Queen of Cups, the Five of Pentacles, So even though pretty much things are mostly going well for you, we're not feeling like we've gotten many places. We're not that satisfied because we're sitting in the Five of Pentacles and we're looking through a window, not a door. So let's delve into that a little bit. Our Queen of Cups. Now, our queens are either women in our lives or they're our mothers at times, but there's a woman who is able to put into practice what her visions decree. The good wife, the honest, and mother, the honest and devoted and loyal. If it's not someone who is a woman that is in your life, it's someone who the vision should be considered, or someone who is kind, though not willing to take too much trouble for another. It usually stands for success and happiness, but pleasures are indicated. So the pleasures that are indicated are usually great when it's accomplished with the Three of Pentacles, meaning that you have basically all of the elements that you should need at this time to do what it is that you want to do. So January is going to start off pretty good. Now, February, you do have the Empress, and you have the Six of Swords, and you have the Four of Wands. So we're going to be feeling a lot better in February. We're going to be seeing a lot of different things come out into play. You do have the Empress, which comes out at the number three. Now, that's right after the High Priestess. That's following the intuitions. And this, it's about the material wealth. The card of fertility for would-be parents, for farmers, or for people in the creative arts. It's a position that is not in the best placement for relation to other cards, but it can indicate luxury or dissipation. Now, material wealth, that seems like a good spot to be, but in this sense, it's with the Four of Wands. So I do feel that, being that it's the Earth Mother and seated in a blooming garden, this is more of, well, she's also the goddess of love. So you've got this next to a Six of Swords and the Four of Wands. So it looks like in February, there's going to be, it looks like a party. A party setting, maybe. Because these people are partying here. And the Four of Wands is basically about that, being able to take time to party. I feel like the Empress is really a person that emboldens all these feelings and these ideas that this card represents. And... In March, though, you have the Eight of Cups, the Hermit, and Justice. So I'm kind of wondering what the fuck happens here after that, because what? Okay, so I threw some cards in between because I need more. They have the Ace of Pentacles, the Death card, and the Sun. So one door is going to be closing in an area, and another one is going to be opening. And I feel like it has something to do with this Eight of Cups. Now, you do have the Ace of Pentacles there, so it's definitely a seed in the mind that gets planted, something that starts taking effect almost right away, because it's like within the time frame, like in literally a month from February. So it seems like in between this Eight of Cups, Hermit, and Justice, there is a situation that happens that emboldens the Death card, the Sun, and the Ace of Pentacles. Now, when we look at this, usually this means that something happens between this character, which looks like it's a happy meeting there, and the Six of Swords, where it seems like it's going to be calm and nice. But an issue comes about. It seems okay, but it looks like she's going to kind of be a nightmare. Now what goes around comes around, which is a justice card here. So it might be good to, if you should by chance go to a place or end up somewhere where you're meeting a lady and she seems really good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. She's going to make you think all is well, but there's going to be an issue there. And remember, what goes around comes around. So let bygones be bygones, but be vigil because you have the Page of Swords, you have the Star, and the Queen of Pentacles. So as you do hope to, like my Karen before, maybe be able to meet of the like minds, people, maybe make some friends, kind of be in a more branched out setting. Beware because lonely hearts attract monsters. And it looks like, and literally, there's a fucking monster on one of these cards. But you have the Hermit and you have the Eight of Cups. And literally, that's telling you, yes, this item here looks like it would be a good idea. Turned out to not be so great. Not to worry, there's going to be plenty of options. But the Page of Swords is telling you to be vigil. Look out for your heart. But don't be afraid to have hope and still dream because you do have the Queen of Pentacles. So if you are close with like a mother or have a woman in your life that you can go to for wisdom, then the Queen of Pentacles will mean that, you know, you will always be surrounded in good wisdom and being able to know where to go initially intuitively because it has been instilled in you. Still, be vigil because even though you may know enough and you think you can see the signs, you still can be tricked. But the stars are there to tell you, keep the faith. Keep in good spirit, stay as you are. Have fun, but be on the lookout. There is a female presence that will appear in the next 2 months, and it will be more trouble than it's worth. So hit it and run. Don't give it your phone number or your real name, and don't let it come back to your house.
Okay.
Just saying, you don't want to come to this area. And these are all, there are major arcana cards in there, but there are also choice cards. So as this person will appear, you will meet this person, the cards are telling you, danger, Will Robinson. Do not approach it. And if you should, make sure you're safe and don't let it follow you home or give it your number.
Okay.
All right, but have fun, but beware, five clinger, whatever it is. So,
but
just,
do you see me eventually meeting someone that I can be with?
There will be options in the coming month of March, moving into April. But this person will be like the first door opener, basically, to you, the first door opened to you, if you get what I mean. So do not choose that one, okay? Do not choose that one. Wait a little bit because you're going to have more options.
Okay. Sounds good.
Everyone keeps leaving. First off, it's first come, first serve, guys, and I can give y'all a five-minute read. See, why y'all got to leave? That never happens. Usually they just wait. They must be new. I get new people all the time. Don't worry. Now, as for meeting people, you're going to meet lots of women coming up in the next couple months. But the first one, do not take that one.
Okay.
There will be more options open to you. We are not getting into specifics yet. You have to get through this one first.
Okay.
So come back to me when you need something. I will be here as much as possible.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and have a great New Year.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Doing God's work, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if we can trick my friend to get on. anybody who's gotten on and has left, you next time. It's first come, first serve. Now, if you want readings and you want them privately, I charge $20 and however long it takes, however many cards. Well, we're almost out of time. My friend's not answering because I think he kind of knew that I was trying to trick him to do a reading on the radio. But we'll get him another time. Oh, look.
Oh.
What's that?
Hi, my friend. How are you? Happy New Year.
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
All right. 4 minutes. You left me. What can I do?
Okay. So just wanted to see in 2020, 2021, when do you see would it be a good time to, well, I'm not dating anyone because I'm extremely picky. But for me, for example, if I meet someone, like the best time to date? I'm empathic, so I'm picking up towards the end of the year, like September or something. Because I have a lot going on in 2021, a lot.
Same here. Lots of things going on. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. This woman's energy is right because I keep picking up the words Love Jones, and I'm picky, so I already know what kind of person that I want to date.
Well, I'm going to say simply, right now you've got way a lot going on.
Yeah, it's not.
At the end, you're gonna come out. You've got the Six of Wands here. So you, in the end here, and I mean, you've got a lot going on. Holy shit. Okay, so long story short, right now, in the next 3 months, you're still going to be finishing off whatever's going on in your life.
Yeah.
It will come into an end. You will come out now. You're going to be a little bit depressed. It feels like it's going to be looking through a window, not a door, but not worry. You have the Page of Wands, so that's reminding you, remember, you can still have fun. You can create your own penis showing game. You can do whatever you wanted to do. You know what you want. You have the Six of Wands and the Eight of Cups. So you're going to have a lot of suitors coming up, but you should wait. Now I'm going to tell you when. Hermit?
I'm waiting. I'm going the opposite way.
We're going to give a timeline of when it would be a good time. Oh, wow. Okay. But when? Oh, my. All right, so in the next 8 months, you've got betrayal, you've got anger, you've got arguments, you've got fighting over, like, material shit, you've got an opposer, but Justice card tells you what goes around comes around, so let those pay the consequences of their actions. Now, I threw out some cards for you. They're telling you the High Priestess and Temperance and the Stars is telling you 8 months. In 8 months, you can start thinking about letting yourself have a little bit of romance and passion. But remember, follow your intuition. Keep your hopes up, but be patient. Do not rush it.
Okay. All right, I'm just gonna keep it moving. I get it.
But yeah, in 8 months you'll be ready after all this shit's behind you.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff going on. Yep.
Well, I had fun reading for you tonight. I hope everything works out as you planned. This was a very fun and good episode. And for those of you that left, y'all should have just waited. And thank you for calling back. But I'm here as much as possible. Things have been crazy. But we'll be getting back to our normalcy. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Black Lives Matter. Trump fucking sucks. And everybody should be getting pandemic money, whether they get to work or not. And that's the tea, everybody. Send Ryder out and have a happy new year. Thank you for coming.